So the big question is this: how do those of us in the real estate industry with crazy amounts of ambition, how do we think bigger than the building of our own empires? How do we simultaneously seek success and significance, income and impact? My name is Justin Stoddard, and this is the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. Today, what I have for you is to help you to understand that success is in your hands. If you'll grab it and just hold on, today's well-known speaker, author, special guest is going to walk us through exactly how he's helped countless individuals do that themselves. And again, welcome back to the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. Excited today to introduce Chad Hyams. Chad is well known around the country as a speaker, an author, and somebody who coaches some of the highest producing individuals to reach their potential. He has a new book out. We're going to talk all about that today. Chad, I just want to thank you here for taking some time to pour into the Think Bigger Real Estate audience. It's a total pleasure.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Justin. Looking forward to the opportunity to share with the audience that's here and help anybody however I can today.
Well, you have experience now, what I went through several years ago, which is, at least for me, the feat of writing a book. How was that experience for you?
Nerve-wracking. It's been something that for years I've been saying I was going to do. I hate bucket lists, but it's always been on my bucket list. This year, it finally was the thing. COVID gave me that opportunity while I was trapped to sit down. Found myself the ideal person to help me make it happen. And Justin, it was a roller coaster of emotions of, why am I doing this? This is going to be awesome. This is going to suck. This is going to be amazing. I'm so glad I'm sharing this with everybody. Glad I was finally able to do it, though. It's been too long since I wrote a business book. I'll tell you that years and years and years ago, I did write a children's book for my daughter years ago, Ketchup Can't Hurt, which... the people who have read to their children at night have always told me the impact and that their kids love the story and how much fun it actually is.
Well, you're no stranger to impacting people. It sounds like at all levels. I know you also, you host the Win, Make, Give podcast.
I do.
As well as the 15 Point Plan podcast, focus on health. So you're somebody whose voice is well-known, fun that we can now find it, not just in children's prints and yes, on podcasts, but we can hear a book that's for those of us that are absolutely passionate about personal development. Talk to us a little bit about Achieve Your Apex. Did I get the title right?
You did. Achieve Your Apex right here with me. I've got the one and only copy as we get ready. Actually, tomorrow officially, depending on when you're watching this, I guess, but tomorrow is the official launch day of the book to make it available to everybody. So yes, I get to go from being a children's author, I guess, to a podcast host. My dad always told me I had a face for radio. So that's why I always stayed behind the scenes on it. Now, putting it into print to share the lessons that I've experienced over life. And in the book, Justin, what we did was not only are they my lessons and my stories, almost every chapter, actually, I went out and I found somebody who had an applicable story based on the lesson we were attempting to teach in that story to be able to share with our audience so that they could find someone throughout the book that they're going to absolutely connect to.
So the thing I love about this, it really ties in with maybe a more broad theme that probably the world is celebrating today, which is the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr., who I know you and I had a conversation prior that we're massive fans of what this man did for our society and kind of really helping people to see things in a better way. And you're kind of doing that in your own small way. I'm sure he'd be proud. One of the quotes that I came across this morning, I was going through a number of his quotes, is that kind of the begging, urgent question that all of us must be asking ourselves at all time is, what can I do for other people? Mm. And for you to take these life lessons, and be able to put them in a book format for people to consume for generations to come. How fun for you to be following the admonition, if you will, of Martin Luther King. So thank you for doing that.
Having my name mentioned anywhere in a, let's say within a book that he is mentioned within, I'll take that. So Justin, that's huge praise you've just heaped upon me. He was a man who changed our world in a way that was fantastic. And wonderful. And I wish everybody would remember his message a little clearer, hopefully today. or any day that they're listening to it. And yes, putting lessons in a book, may I have an impact on someone's life the way he had an impact on everyone's life.
Well said. Well said. Let's get right into it, Chad. I know you have a deep interest in impacting people in big ways, as do I. That's what's brought our paths together. So I really want to kind of download from you via voice, via this episode, be able to get some of the highlights of your book so that people can go get it as soon as we're done. So let me just begin with the end in mind. Where can people go get your book? Where's going to be the easiest place for them to go find it?
Well, that depends on how they want it. So if they want it on Kindle, obviously they got to go to Amazon. If they want it on paperback, they could easily, or hardcover, they could easily go to Amazon, although I'll give them another option. And if they're going to want the Audible version, that's going to take a few weeks. I'm working on it. They'll get to hear my voice, read the book to them. Of course, they'll find that in Audible's location, wherever they are, or they could go to achieveyourapex.com. Okay. They could just go right to the website. They could order the book direct from us at the website and they'll get a signed copy of the book. So if they want it signed, it's going to be the same price as Amazon. It's going to be shipping included, just like Amazon. You'll be able to come there, get the same book, but we'll get you a signed copy instead of it coming from Amazon.
Love it. Achieveyourapex.com. Folks, go get a copy of that now. All right. So I know there's a number of topics that we could probably spend days, let's be honest, but one topic that really piqued my interest, right? I heard a podcast, you interviewed Chris Suarez, must have been about a year ago. And it was very impactful to me. I've spent some time with Chris. He's been kind of very generous with his time with me, kind of an aspiring big thinker as he is a big thinker. And I heard the way that he talked about calendaring. And I know you've learned not just from him, but you also stand on the shoulders of other giants as well. In your book, Achieve Your Apex, obviously time is so critical. The way we manage it is really an indicator as to how we're going to, if and how we're going to reach our apex.
Yes.
Talk to us about some highlights that you teach in your book about calendaring.
Absolutely. I love to. Calendaring has been one of my strengths for years. I've been one of those guys. I'm not an organized person, Justin. We might come back to this if we get the chance to talk about strengths and weaknesses. Organization is not one of my things. If I tipped my camera, you'd see my desk and it would look like, you know, a disaster. It's not organized. If you went into my closet, not organized. None of my stuff's organized. If it weren't for my wife, I'd have no organized. And I learned this really, really early in my life that I was just not an organized person and it was not part of my strength zone. I learned how to calendar properly so that my calendar helps keep me organized so I don't have to be. And what I want everyone to understand, and heck, we could do the whole episode just on calendaring and how powerful it is. Here's the ultimate lesson everybody needs to take away from this, in my opinion, Justin. You do have a boss. And so many people get into, whether it's real estate or other entrepreneurial or roles, or heck, they have a real job, as we'll say, that actually gives them a calendar. The problem is we get into a lot of jobs where we say we're our own boss, and we are in certain ways, yet the sooner you can realize that your calendar is your boss, the sooner success is yours. What I mean by that, Justin, is you get 15 to 30 minutes to be your own boss on a Sunday night, planning your week out and planning that calendar and putting it together properly. And then after that, you don't get to tell your calendar what you're going to do. You have to do what your calendar tells you to do. Because we get too emotional in the moment, we'll always choose the easy thing to do. We'll always choose the easy out. We'll always come up with an excuse for ourselves. Yet on a Sunday in advance, we can be logical and say, no, I need this many hours to focus on finding clients. I need this many hours to do paperwork. I need this many hours to get myself into a gym. I need this many hours to be with my partner. I need this many hours, whatever it is that we're focused on. And my calendaring program that I teach everybody and I have in the book for them and I'm happy to go over with right now helps you make sure you get all of the key things on the calendar in the right sequence so that you can have the success you need to achieve the apex.
Please do. You've hinted that you have some more to share there. We'll take it.
Then I'll give it. I love acronyms. I'm a big believer in acronyms. I think they're the easiest thing in the world for a speaker to have are acronyms, because then I don't have to remember things except the acronym, because then it'll remind me of what all the words are in there. So Justin, for your audience, for anybody out there listening right now, you want a better handle on your time. Don't say time management because you can't manage time, but your time blocking ability so that you can prepare as much as possible. Remember the acronym SPACE. Okay. S-P-A-C-E. No tricky silent letters in there or anything like that. SPACE. And I'll walk you through it right now, Justin. The S stands for start your day. So one of the most important things you can put on your calendar is when you're going to start your day. What time do you get up? Justin, what time do you get up every morning?
4:45 a.m.
Awesome. Congratulations, right? There are people going, 4:45. I didn't know there was a 4:45. That's okay. You're allowed to wake up at 8. You're allowed to wake up at 7. I wake up at 4. You're allowed to choose your wake up time as to how you want to build your day. Yet the first thing to put on your calendar is, when are you going to start the day? And what does that morning routine look like? Before you're even truly awake, what have you already done? Some people have already read. Some people are already journaling. Some people are already, I'm already in the gym, right? Whatever those things are for you, you got to start with the morning routine and when it starts. That's what S stands for in space. Okay. Let's move you along to P. P stands for the promises you've made. Now, Justin, I got to ask you, when you make a promise, you keep your word, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm sure your audience does as well, because somebody who's thinking bigger doesn't make promises to break them. So when you've promised someone you'll be somewhere, it has to go onto your calendar next. This has to be when you're planning on Sunday night, because we forget these things. I promise to be at a meeting. I promise to be at my kids' dance recital or baseball game. I promise to be with my partner at this event. I promised myself I'd be there for something. Whatever they're going to be, we got to put our promises on our calendar so we lock that time in. You see, I'll bust a myth, Justin, that real estate people have heard for way too many years. First thing that goes on your calendar should be lead generation. First thing that goes on your calendar should be lead generation. And first thing that goes on your calendar should be lead generation. Well, that's not part of starting my day and waking up. And that's not part of my promises to people that I've already committed to for the day. So it's clearly not the first thing that should be going on my calendar. The first things that should be going on my calendar are things that impact me and start to give me the plan of where that lead generation can then fit and then go. Because how often do we put it on our calendar and then ignore it?
Chad, I love this advice, because I've heard exactly what you've just taught, which is like lead gen's got to go first. And so many people get to lead gen and they're all of a sudden they're making all kinds of excuses and everything else becomes super important other than doing what they said they were going to do. And I believe it's because they haven't spent the time to put themselves in the right mindset to connect to their why, to these things that the one might say is frilly stuff. But at the end of the day, you either have the confidence to reach out to people or you don't. Correct. So you can have it on your calendar, but if you aren't actually in the right mindset to do it, and you got other chaos going on around you because you haven't put things in your calendar like you're talking about, you're right. It becomes sabotaged, whether because you're sabotaging it or because the outside world is sabotaging it because you haven't properly organized yourself.
You see, Justin, I'm over here smiling and I'm laughing, because what was that word you just said that sabotaged everything?
Your chaos? Is that the one you're
looking for? What letter does chaos start with?
C.
Okay, so that's the C in space. We're not even there yet. Yet that's the C in space, because we know chaos happens. And I'm going to show you how you can actually plan for it when we get to the C. Okay?
Love it.
Chaos is going to happen. But let's get to the A first. As we're going through space, we got to start our day. We've got promises that we have. Now we have our advancements. Okay? And what I recommend when I'm coaching people, what I talk about in the book, is I talk about the four key areas of life. Now I use, again, there's another acronym for me, the four key areas of life. That's your love life, the people who really matter to your heart. That's your improving yourself, because you have to improve yourself every day or you're going backwards, especially people who want to think bigger. Your fitness, because it's all tied together. And if you don't have the fitness, you don't have the energy levels that you need to maintain what you're up to. And then your economic world. How are you making your money? How are you running your money and things like that? Now we decide what are the things in our life that are that important, their priorities to us. And they go on the calendar next. So again, you can see we're taking care of ourselves. We're saying, hey, what matters to me, my life, that's time with my wife, that's commitment to her. So she goes on my calendar next. What matters to me for improvement, okay, that's my meditation time. That's my reading every day or listening to podcasts for growth. That goes on my calendar. When am I going to do that? My fitness, when does that go on my calendar that I track my food? And I mean, track it by, I actually plan the day in advance what I'm going to eat tomorrow. And when's my workout? And then economic, when do I sit down and make my calls, do my follow-up, all the things that fit there. Now, life is not in an order other than that's the word. If economics more important than improving yourself, that's fine. You juggle those around. Yet you put them on your calendar. Now you plan for chaos. And my recommendation for chaos, Justin, is everybody should block an hour every afternoon. Because there's two types of chaos in the world. There's controllable and uncontrollable chaos. Controllable chaos sounds like this. Got a second? Got a second? Mm-hmm. Hey, you got a second? That's controllable chaos. Your phone ringing, controllable chaos, right? All that stuff can be done later. You can return that call later. You can say, yes, Justin, for you, I do have a minute later, right? Whatever that's going to be. And I can move that into that chaos block. Then there's uncontrollable chaos. And uncontrollable chaos is I woke up with the flat tire. Uncontrollable chaos is the school called, said my kid's sick, come get them. Uncontrollable chaos is the stuff that you got to deal with immediately. Okay. The problem is, specifically talking to realtors, your seller calling is not uncontrollable chaos. It's controllable chaos, right? That buyer saying we have to see the house immediately. No, that's controllable chaos, not uncontrollable chaos. You can push that to when you need to deal with it on your calendar. Uncontrollable chaos, you have to deal with immediately. And then you take the time that it took and you flip-flop it on your calendar. And you say, oh, look, I had this afternoon block for chaos. I'll do what I missed then. Justin, let me ask. You talk to a lot of people, and there are somebody that I probably respect that's been on your show that said, you got to answer your phone within 5 seconds. You got to answer your phone within 5 seconds. You got to answer your phone within 5 seconds. Justin, let me ask you a question. If you were asleep, would you answer your phone?
No.
Okay. If you were on a listing appointment in the middle of the appointment, would you stop and answer your phone?
No.
Okay. If you were in the bathroom, hopefully, would you be answering your phone?
No.
No. So you don't have to answer your phone at any given minute because the people calling don't know what you're doing at that time. So stop thinking that your phone controls you and start remembering that your calendar controls you and put time on your calendar to deal with your phone.
It's awesome, Chad. It's really enlightening and refreshing to hear somebody saying this. It really takes me back to this concept that we have the power to act, right? We're not inanimate objects to get acted upon. We have the ability to choose and to act upon other things if we so choose to do so. And what you're doing for everybody here today is empowering everybody to say, take the power back, right? Most people listening to this are in business for themselves, and you did that so that you're in business for yourself. Yet you end up giving all that power away because you don't have the structure.
Correct. Right? Your doctor doesn't answer immediately. Your lawyer never answers immediately. Heck, your hair person doesn't answer immediately. And my hair person doesn't answer me at all, clearly, but you've got nice hair, right? Yet we expect that we should answer the phone immediately because we're in the world of real estate. Not at all. Justin, my phone's rang 3 times because I can see it out of the corner of my eye since I've been here on the podcast with you. If I let it control me, this would be a very different podcast because you'd be listening to who knows what conversations going on. Answering our phone is complete chaos that comes into our world because you never know what you're expecting on the other side of the call. I never answer a call that I'm not expecting. If it's on my calendar that Justin's going to call me at this time, when you call me, I'll answer because I'm expecting to get in the conversation. Yet when a random number calls or even a client calls, I'm not answering it because who knows, that could take me 20 minutes to the left field instead of what I need to be focused on right now.
A couple of lessons that stand out, right, is that we teach people, we train people how to treat us.
Yes.
Right. We've heard that before over and over. And there's, you know, few, if any, better scenarios than what you just described right there, is that if your clients, if you typically call on and pick up on the first ring, you've trained them that you're an on-call doctor, right? Now they're not going to pay you like that. and you're training them that your best value proposition is that you're available, which the people that I respect the most in business aren't always available when I need them. In fact, that shows a little bit of desperation. And I think you can be using that time to better actually provide a more powerful, more valuable value proposition than just being always available.
Yes, absolutely. And now let's finish the acronym out. We start the day, we make our promises, we advance ourselves, we have some chaos. And then you said one of my favorite things at the beginning of this conversation when we had it, and that's you have to start with the end in mind, right? That is hands down probably my favorite of the habits of highly effective people, is starting with the end in mind. most people misinterpret this because they only hear one definition. And what they hear is, hey, what's my goal for the year? How am I going to get there? I'm going to break it down because I know what the end is. What about the end of every day? And that's the last thing to go on your calendar. And really, in my opinion, if ESPAC was a word, it would have been at the beginning of the calendar. And that is, when is the end of your day? And you have two ends of your day. You have the end of your business day. When do you stop taking calls, answering emails, answering texts, all that stuff? And you have the end of your day. So I said earlier in this conversation that I'm up at 4 a.m. and half of your audience went, right? They were shocked. Even you were like, what? 4? You beat me at 4. Okay. At 8 o'clock though, I'm shutting down for the day. At 8 o'clock, I'm heading downstairs. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm putting out the vitamins for the next day. My wife and I are finishing up our nighttime routine so that by 9 o'clock, I can be lights out, eyes closed, going to sleep. So I can still get the required sleep that I'm up at 4 o'clock, fully energized, ready to go. Not, oh, I stay up till midnight watching crap on Netflix. And then I'm exhausted at 4 a.m. when I get up. So you got to have the end of your day planned. And you've got to respect it because it triggers everything for the next day.
I agree. Morning routines start the night before. They start the minute you get done with work.
Yep.
Great stuff, Chad. Oh my goodness. Let me just say this again for anybody that's just tuning in right now. You can get the full version of what Chad's talking about here at achieveyourapex.com. Get a copy of his book. You can find it on Audible here in the next little bit, but you can get the actual book ordered as of today. Is that right, Chad? You can get it today.
Tomorrow, it'll be officially. You can go onto the website, Achieve Your Apex, and you can pre-order.
It's
still going to take us about a week or two to get the books printed and shipped out. Yet, yes, as of tomorrow, it becomes officially available to the world.
All right. So I'm curious. You've helped us through calendar. You have this concept called ask formations.
Yes.
I want to know more about that. I don't know what it is. So I'm coming in blind here a little bit. And you told me it's going to be a real eye opener. In fact, you said it was actually going to be a kick somewhere that hurts. So let's hear it. Like, come on, hit me.
Okay. So Justin, let me ask you, do you do affirmations?
I do every day.
Okay. They suck, right? I just want you to know that. And I'm going to say that out loud and I'm going to say it up front because here's the thing, folks, 90% of the time we give ourselves an affirmation, we know we're lying to ourselves. We're saying, oh, one day, maybe, right? Oh, I'm a millionaire. Okay. Maybe one day I'll be a millionaire, right? Oh, I'm this, maybe, or hey, I'm a great salesperson. Okay. Except for the deal I screwed up just last week. That's what our brain does, and it starts arguing with us on affirmations. I am not a believer and have never been a believer in affirmations because I believe them to be lies we're telling ourselves until we can believe them. That's what we're doing. Yet, Justin, you've watched a movie or gone to a movie theater or something, maybe not recently, yet you've watched a movie probably recently, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And there was the character who wasn't the main actor, yet it was one of the secondary characters, and you turned to the person you were watching this with and went, who is that? We've seen them in something else. Okay. Now, when you're watching at home, you'll pick up your phone, you'll go to IMDb, you'll start immediately looking to see who it is. Yet when you're at a theater, you won't do that. Hopefully, you'll stay tuned into the movie. Yet Justin, 3, 4, maybe 5 hours later, what always happens after that situation?
I know where I've seen that person. They were in this movie.
There you go. Because your brain's job is to find the answer. And that's what your brain works at every single day, is finding answers to the questions it's being asked. So I say, take your affirmation and now turn it into what I call an ask-formation. And instead of saying, I'm a millionaire, say, what do I need to do today to become a millionaire? Instead of saying, I'm an amazing partner, parent, spouse, whatever you want to say there, say, what could I do today to be a better partner, parent, spouse? Instead of saying, I am a leader in the industry, who do I need to become to be a leader? Ask yourself a question and phrase your affirmation as an ask formation. And before the day is over, your brain will have triggered and said, this is the opportunity right now. Do this. Don't slack off or go have that conversation. Don't hide away from it. And you'll find that you make affirmations come true so much faster because you asked instead of just lied to yourself until it clicked.
Chad, I'm loving this. Interesting enough, because again, I have 5 key affirmations. I write each of them 5 times every day.
Okay.
And it takes a bit of time, right? It probably takes 10 plus minutes to go through this process. My morning routine is very important to me. I've got six kids, and once people are awake, like the productivity slips away. So I get up early for a reason.
Yep.
And then I get to spend time with them before I engage my workday. But I've wondered, is that the best use of my time? I believe the people that have shared them with me that there's something to it. I've seen growth in myself. What you've just shared here is something I agree with, is that when you ask a question, your subconscious immediately goes looking for an answer.
Yes.
Really interesting. I'm going to be looking to implement this into my morning routine. I want to thank you for that. I hope everybody's listening very carefully. The difference between an affirmation and an ask affirmation, you bring up some really, really interesting points. I love it.
Justin, give me one of your affirmations. Share one of your affirmations with the audience right now.
Yeah, perfect. I've got five key areas in my life, and I go through five of them. So let's do number two, which is about family. There's always about family. And it's, I am an engaged, kind father who leads his family in righteousness.
Okay. That's beautiful. I love it. Okay. Except you and your wife had a fight yesterday. You and the middle child yesterday bickered about something and you said a bad word, whatever it was. And that's what your brain's going to immediately identify.
So you say that, my 13-year-old son, we had a little run-in yesterday and I wasn't as kind as I affirmed to be.
Correct. And that's what your brain will tell you today when you did the affirmation. It'll be like, oh, yesterday I wasn't that way, right? So now take 2 seconds. Okay. Reframe that affirmation. You clearly know it. Okay. Reframe it now as a question.
What do I need to do today to be a kind, engaged father who leads his family in righteousness?
Okay. Who do I need to be? What do I need to do? Where do I need to find grace? You know, find those questions in there and ask yourself each question instead. If you want to write them out every day, God bless you and write them out every day. Write them as a question, though, and let your brain and your subconscious do what it's supposed to do all day long for you.
This is good stuff, Chad. Beyond good. This is fantastic. All right. I got to get one more thing out of you. I know we're going a little bit long, but this is so good. I want to talk to you about strengths and weaknesses. I know that these tie in together. This is another topic of your book. Again, you've got the appetite completely wet to get my hands on your book and to continue to get more from you. Again, folks, if you're listening, achieveyourapex.com or the Win. Now, what's the name of your podcast again?
Win, Make, Give is the podcast I have the pleasure of doing with Ben Kinney and Bob Stewart. And then Jalene Snell and I host one called The 15-Point Plan, where we focus on health and wellness and energy levels.
Such quality people around you. I love it. Okay, very good. So talk to us about strengths and weaknesses.
Okay, everyone's got them. And the sooner we can identify them, and this is why this is chapter 2 of the book. I get to this really quickly in the book. The sooner we can identify our strengths and our weaknesses, the better off we're going to be on this path towards whatever our apex is that we're looking to achieve. And what I want you to understand, Justin, is too many people have been misleading you again, right? I mean, the title of the book should just be Everybody's Been Lying to You, right? When it comes to affirmations, when it comes to strengths and weaknesses, because the expected lesson that everybody always shares is you've got your strength. Now develop your weaknesses, right? Fix those weaknesses. You'll be a better person. No, immediately forget that lesson, folks. It's develop your strengths. It's leverage away your weaknesses. Okay. The sooner you can take a strength and make it better, the quicker you're at the apex, the quicker you are that apex predator in whatever world you are living in. Because here's the thing, I challenge you to think, and we'll go real estate specific. I challenge you to think of a top producer and I can ask you, how do they grow their business and what makes them powerful? And you'll know the answer, right? I'll throw Ben Kinney's name again, because I mentioned in the podcast, Ben Kinney became Ben Kinney because of the internet, right? Nobody controlled internet lead generation the way Ben Kinney controlled internet lead generation when he was building his organization.
Interesting.
He took his strength and he said, I'm going to be even better at it than ever. Not, hey, people already tell me I'm good at it. So awesome. I feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Public speakers, people who get up on the stage, people who do the talking, think about, they're not just good speakers. They're amazing speakers. They have leaned into what they do better than anybody else and said, I'm going to get even better at this. And too often, we take, and I give you an exercise in the book to do, to walk through this for yourself once you've identified them. And what we do is we take our weaknesses. I mentioned earlier, I'm not organized. I could work at being more organized, yet what would that do for me? That wouldn't get me paid more. That wouldn't get more people wanting to read my book because I became better at being organized. I'd still just be an average organized person. So what did I do? I took the strengths that I had, which was taking complicated and making it simple, which was having people look at the other side of the coin instead of what everybody's always telling them is the right way to do something when I don't believe that. And I've been able to take that strength and develop it even more so, so that people will say, I want to read what this guy's saying. People will say, I want to go hear what this guy's saying. And people will see what your strengths can lead you to. Mm-hmm. Don't develop and work on your weaknesses. Leverage them away as quickly as possible. Develop your strengths because people are paying you for that.
Boy, that's brilliant. Really, to become world-class in anything, you have to find what you already love doing, right? Oftentimes agents will ask me, like, what's the best way to build my business? And I say, there's a lot of ways you can build your business. Yes. What are you willing to get up and do day in and day out that you'll actually love? Lean into that. And it's really a consistency game. And kind of what I hear you saying are similar principles is like, find the stuff that you're already good at and go deep on that.
Yes.
Just because somebody else has had success over here in any area of life doesn't mean that that's for you. You're different. Perfect. You're unique. Love on that. Lean into that.
Justin, are you a basketball fan?
I am.
Okay. So you know this guy named Michael Jordan.
I've heard of him. Yep.
Yeah. I heard of him. Right. And I got to imagine almost everybody's heard of him.
The GOAT. I'll say just once and for all, the GOAT.
Okay. Thank you. Right. And you can tell someone's age whenever they want to argue that Michael Jordan's not the greatest of all time. Okay. Then you're too young and you think that the world revolves around LeBron and or what Kobe's legacy was. Michael is the greatest. Okay. Enough said. Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player, stopped playing basketball and went and played baseball. How did he do?
He wasn't that good.
No, he stunk.
Yeah, for being an exceptional athlete, he wasn't that good.
Okay. There exactly is the point. He developed his strengths. It wasn't as being an athlete. It was as being a basketball player. His weaknesses, even in the world of athletics, no matter how athletic he was, his weakness was he could not hit a curveball. He could not catch a fly ball, right? He could not, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. He could have worked on that all day long. All he would have become was an average baseball player, and he never would have been the greatest of all time. He would have just been a really good NBA player. Instead, he developed that strength, and he ended up leveraging away everything else that he could and should have been doing so that he could focus on the strength. And what did he do? He dropped baseball. He immediately came back to basketball and picked right up where he left off. The greatest of all time in what he did, because he knew his strengths. He just let his ego get in the way and said, oh, no, I can do better.
Two questions, Chad. Why don't people, what's the fear of them doing that, right? Of really letting go of the other things and really leaning into the one, and mm-hmm. how do they overcome that?
The challenge that they have is they think they're good enough. Mm-hmm. And it's the good is the enemy of great, right? And Justin, you'll hear from people all the time. Justin, you do an amazing podcast. Justin, your podcast is great. Justin, your show is amazing. Justin, your stuff. Okay. Now you can say, hey, I must be really good at this. Or I can say, hey, do you want to be Joe Rogan? Right? When it comes to the world of podcasts, let's be honest, it's Joe Rogan, right? So go get better at it. How do you get better at it? What do you need to do? And most of us, we don't even think we need to go farther because people are telling us that we're so good at it already. So we just accept that and say, yay, I'm good at it. Okay. That's the biggest challenge that we run into. The other thing is we've been being told for years, you got to bring your weaknesses up. The only way you're going to get better is to bring your weaknesses up. No, you got to get rid of that stuff so you don't think about it. If you're a horrible cook, great. Dine out more, order in more, hire a chef more. Stop trying to say, I'm going to become a good cook. You're not. Spend your time where the return is and you'll be able to afford dining out every night.
Interesting lessons for those of us that are parents, leaders of teams, right? We want everybody to have a certain level of expertise across all these different areas. What I hear you saying is no, find where someone, whether in your family, whether on your team, whether in your brokerage, is amazing. And just, if they can't strip those other things away, you do it for them. No, you shouldn't be doing that. No, you shouldn't be doing that. Do this and only this. Get the best in the world at this, right?
Justin, I disagree with so much. Look, school's important. My mom was a teacher. I think school's important. Yet school does it so wrong because they try to make everybody average. Think about your kids. How many kids did you say you have?
I have 6 kids.
You have 6 kids. One of them is going to understand math at such a high level. Mm-hmm. One of them can't figure out his 6x multiplication table, no matter how hard he tries.
Two names. Skip boy,
that kid can play the piano or is a brilliant writer or whatever it is. Yep. What do they do at school? They give them A's in the one subject they're great at. They give them really low grades in the other. And we tell them they got to bring those grades up.
Yeah.
No, let them suck at math. Mm-hmm. Just don't go into a career that needs math. But boy, go be the best writer you can be, or go be the best pianist you can be, and take those skills to another level. We're doing it to our own kids all day long.
So good, Chad. So good. If people can't, because you're right, the world's going to teach them to do a different way, right? Yeah. To get to hear across all these different fields, what we're saying is no. Everybody has the potential to be great, like world-class at something. Help them lean into that. Man, I am so grateful, Chad, for everything you've shared here today. I have one more question for you.
Sure.
Which is this. You are a big thinker, right? You have inspired and coach and teach and train some of the greatest minds in our industry and beyond. What is it that you do to continue to be a big thinker, to continue to expand Chad's possibilities? What does that look like for you?
Wow. It's reading. To me, it's reading. It's always absorbing something that I find fascinating, that I'm working on, that I'm focused on. I have time on my calendar every day for research. So there's a half hour every day during writing the book was spent on research to go along with the book. That now that the book is done, will be spent on getting back into, hey, I really want to master this. So I'm going to be putting my effort and time into that. Every day, Justin, I make sure my calendar reflects that I'm a big thinker by saying, what are you doing today to think big?
Man, such a great lesson for all of us, right? Again, back to what you told us in the schedule, start with the end in mind. What am I doing today to be sure that I'm thinking big, to be sure that my possibilities are ever extending? Love it, man. Thank you so much, Chad. And I want to thank not only you, but those that have tuned in. I see some familiar names here. Karen Carr, great to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in today. And others that will listen to this podcast afterwards, thank you for tuning in. And my final requests of everybody listening here today are these three simple words, and they are go think bigger. Chad, thanks for helping us do that, my friend.
Thank you, Justin.
I want to thank you for tuning into this episode of the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. If you found value here, I ask three things. Number one, give us a review. Number two, go to Facebook and in groups, search Think Bigger Real Estate and apply to join. Here you will find a community of big thinking professionals that will help you grow your income, your independence, and your impact. And my third request is go think bigger.